And welcome to Audiobiography, the podcast, where we talk about the music that changed our lives and yours. This is Richie and...
Hey, Rich. It's Clint.
There's Clint. We're back. We are
3 years.
That's been a while. Life gets in the way and all that good stuff, but we're back. And we have lots of good stuff for you, we promise. But we thought we would do a quick one here to kind of catch up and... You know, just let you reacquaint yourselves, all 8 to 12 of you, with me and Clint.
Is that excluding our pets and our children and our parents?
I think that's it. It's probably not, but it could be. It's very possible, but that's okay.
Hey, you know what? I welcome back to 8 to 12 people and would love to get 8 to 12 more.
That's right. But if it's just you all, we got you. We've got some stuff. We got some plans.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So yeah, we've been gone for 3 years and I've missed it. I know Clint has. We've both talked about it a lot. Let's get this going again. Let's do it. Hey, we finally did. So we're just going to act like that 3 years didn't happen.
Yeah. It's kind of like the blip that happened in, Infinity War. Was it? Yeah.
Yes.
We just blipped. Now we're back.
Yeah.
Back to normal.
Yeah. Thank you, Iron Man.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Oh, man. So, a lot's happened in 3 years. And there's actually lost episodes in those 3 years that one day, if we can get enough people to listen, we will actually drop some of those. Yeah. And this last couple of years, actually, Clint and I, we went to a couple of awesome concerts together. One of them was in 21 and one of them was in last September. So, you know, we got to go see Genesis together. And then back in September, we got to go see Peter Gabriel. So that was awesome. That was just some good times, like sharing music we loved with each other. Yeah. Talk a little there about it, Clint.
Let's talk about Genesis first. I mean, that's a bucket list concert for me. Because I grew up being a Genesis fan, started out being a Phil Collins fan, and then my friend Jason got me into Genesis kind of simultaneously. He's like, well, you like Phil Collins. Wait till you hear Genesis. And he was right. And so being able to see them. Now, the caveat, it sounded amazing, but we all just felt so sad in our hearts to see Phil in such a state. He sounded good despite the circumstances. I mean, would you agree with me there?
No, I think it sounded like Phil Collins and it sounded like Genesis. Like, I'm sure there's a little age on his voice that we were possibly fanboying out and ignoring, but I don't really think so. I feel like the songs all sounded like they should have. It was just tough watching him do it in a chair.
Yeah, but his son was playing drums. I don't think he's as good as his dad yet. It's hard to be as good as, like, prime Phil was one of the top five drummers in rock and roll, in my opinion. But Tony and Mike are both excellent shape. Daryl Strummer is still playing awesome. So, you know, the music sounded so great. You were willing to forgive. It's like, okay, Phil's not on top of his game. And, you know, his body is breaking down and everything else. Who cares? I'm seeing Genesis and it's awesome.
And we got to see like the last possible, almost the last possible time to get to see them. Like that was towards the end of that tour, the last tour. Now I feel very blessed or whatever that we got to go, especially that I got to go do that and see that with you. That I wouldn't have wanted that any other way. I mean, we were like giggly little kids the whole night.
Yes, we were all nerdy. We nerded out on it. Don't care. Loved it. I still remember sending you the text. Joey had Taekwondo class. And I remember sending you the text, but then having the instant regret when you send a text. Like, I just committed you to spend over $100 on this ticket. I hope you want to go.
Of course.
Yeah, you let me off the hook like instantaneously.
Nah. That's one of those concert experiences I wouldn't trade for anything. It's way up there for me. Speaking of way up there, back in September, we got to go see Peter Gabriel. Now, Peter Gabriel is still close to the top of his game. Amazing. Like, he sounds great. He's moving around. He's telling stories. I guess I never realized how personable Peter Gabriel is. He always seemed so stoic and outside of everything to me because I'd never been to a concert. And if you watch a concert DVD by him, you don't get all that stuff in the middle, all the little interludes of him talking and whatnot. I just felt like I was hanging out with him that night. Like, literally, he had something between every single song where he spoke and said interesting things, like sometimes important things.
So I had listened to, and apparently Peter Gabriel was even doing this back in the Genesis days. Because if you go back and listen to maybe not a released version, not like the Genesis live album, or maybe that album, actually, now I'm talking about it, but any of their live material, I guess that's the only live album they issued with Peter Gabriel. But I have some bootleg copies of concerts where it includes all the talking in between. And especially during the Lamb Lies Down on Broadway tour, he talked a lot in between songs, like he was telling a story. And that album is one long story. So when he started doing that at his solo concert, I was taken aback, but then I'm like, well, this is how he does it. I just found him to be fascinating. I thought the show, the sound was incredible. He sounded incredible. His band's incredible. But it wasn't just the audio. It was a visual show.
Yeah. And I can't, I should have looked her name up, but the lady that sang and played the violin, and she also sang with him the women's part on Don't Give Up. She was absolutely incredible. I should have looked her name up. I thought that version of Don't Give Up, It was almost as good as the original. And that was Kate Bush, right? The original was Kate Bush.
Kate Bush, yeah.
And she's amazing. But this lady, oh my goodness. I think I was blown away with her more than anything. So talented. Like, she sang a lot of background. And like I said, she played strings and just, I don't know. It was, I don't know that it was as much bucket list as Genesis was for me, but it was still, yeah, it's pretty far up there. I mean, I've had a pretty good run for the last 2 or 3 years. I've seen Genesis and Paul McCartney and Peter Gabriel and Cheap Trick and Toto. Yes, I said Toto. That is bucket list for me.
They're coming back to Columbus here in a bit, I think.
Nice. I might have to make a trip. That would be so fun. I want to see them headline. I saw them earlier in 2023 opening for Journey. Funny story. Let's just tell it. So me and my brother, Rob, were huge Toto fans, and I am a Steve Lukather geek. I think he's one of the greatest ever for many different reasons. And so we saw that they were coming and they were opening for Journey. And I've seen Journey with Steve Perry way back decades ago. And I had seen Journey before with Arnell, the current lead singer. They were with Def Leppard that time. So we go to this Toto and Journey show, and Toto, they played about 10 songs and left the stage. And then Journey came out. They got about maybe 6 or 7 songs in, and Robbie and our wives were with us, and they didn't care either way. They love music, but you know, they're supporting me and Robbie's Toto geekdom. We just kind of looked at each other and was like, hey man, you ready to go? Just beat this crowd. Like, we've seen this version of Journey do these songs, and we just left. So we literally went to the Toto and Journey show just to see Toto. It's so cool. You know, checking these people off your list, even if they're older, like, I don't care. Don't care.
You did leave out, now speaking of Robbie, you left out a concert, Rich, that you surprised me with.
Oh, no. What have I forgotten?
Christopher Cross.
Oh, my God. And yes, you were with us too. shit. Oh yeah, that was just back in the summer. Yeah. So Clint was in for work, and when he comes in for work, he stays at my Airbnb, which is just a room downstairs. And I surprised him. I was like, "Hey, man, when you come in, we're going to go see Christopher Cross."
It was a very short concert.
It was
but
it was very short. But
it was great.
I got everything I needed. You know, I got Sailing and Ride Like the Wind and Laura's Song and Arthur's Theme. I'm good. All Right. I forgot. That's another good song. He did the hits and then he left.
And it was fine.
What's wild is, you know, he got COVID really bad in 2020 and almost died and couldn't play or sing or anything. So it's amazing how good that he was. But oh yeah, man, I can't believe I forgot that. That was a fun night. For those who may want to know, it was at the Paramount in Bristol, Tennessee. I saw that Paul Reiser is going to be at the Paramount this month.
What show was he on?
Mad About You.
Yes! I just and blanked.
Also the asshole bad guy from Aliens. the corporate a-hole.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's random.
Totally. Those are the two things I think about when I think of Paul Reiser. I don't know if he's doing stand-up or if he's doing this new thing that everybody does where they go and they sit in a chair and talk about their lives, which that's fine because that's
I mean, that could be interesting too, right?
That's kind of what we do here, so.
Yeah. Shit, pay good money to see Paul Reiser do it.
I'm probably not going to go to that one.
This is free to download.
That's exactly right. We don't even have sponsors. We're not even making money. We're doing
this
it for
is
free.
Sponsored by insert sponsor here.
Yeah, we do it for free. You listen for free.
That's
win-win.
Right.
Oh man. So yeah. So I don't know. We're back, and you know, I guess I'll go ahead and what we're going to do from this point is we're going to start a series where I got this idea. I'm sure I borrowed it from something I've seen before. So it's probably not original, definitely not, but picking five records, our like favorite records from each year of your life. So I was born in 1972. Clint was not, but that's where we're going to start. And I'm going to pick five, and you know, you didn't have to be alive to love a record. So Clint's going to pick five too. And somewhere along the way, we're going to have maybe some guests that come in and do it with us. But yeah, we're just going to start in 1972. We're going to pick five records each. Sometimes it'll overlap. Sometimes it won't. There are no rules. It's definitely not these are what I think are the best five records from a year, because a lot of times I'm going to pick five that I don't even think are the best. The rule that I'm using for myself is something that I continually, even to this day, go back and listen to. That's just kind of the restraint that I've put on myself. But even then, somewhere along the line, because we've got 51 years to do, we'll do stuff in between, but this will just kind of be the thread that sort of keeps it all together. When we don't have ideas, we can always talk about five records from a year. So I'm pretty pumped about it. Thank
you. Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the same approach. Sometimes the choices I make will be, they could just be, I mean, most of the music I listen to is from the era that we're going to start with, even before I was born. So it's going to be easy for me. It's just picking albums that, what really stands out? What would I go back and say that had a significant impact on my listening or my life? Or I can take myself back to my, you know, the basement of my house or in my bedroom growing up, listen to that album. So yeah, I'm very excited. I think this is an excellent idea. Lots of conversation. And there's going to be lots of times, I can already tell you, Rich, I'm already looking at some of these lists. I'm like, I can't believe that didn't make my list. And why didn't it make my list? And because there's just so much music out there, you're going to be like, I missed out on that. I need to go back and revisit it. So yeah, that's a fun opportunity to talk about what already has made an impact and what you may have missed out on.
Yeah. And we've talked about this for months. I mean, you were here for work back, I think, in the summer, and I mentioned it, and we started like making like handwritten lists to do this. Now we have spreadsheets. you know, got to keep it together and keep it organized. But yeah, we've been actually working on this for a bit, which is, I think it's good that we worked on it for a while before we started it. So I think it's going to be really good.
I can't wait.
Yep. So anyway, that's it. We're back. Stay tuned. Hopefully we'll be able to keep those episodes really tight, really compact, kind of just hammer them out and get them out there to you to listen to. You know, there's all kinds of ways to reach us. All 8 to 12 of you, holler. And, you know, it's going to be fun. We're going to have guests. If you want to be a guest, reach out, let us know. So, I don't know. With that, I'm going to sign off so we can actually get down to that business. What do you think?
That sounds good. Let's go.
All right, let's do it. All right, thank y'all. See you soon.